Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, you know how an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Well, they're saying 2 cups of coffee a day could keep the Viagra away. So that explains a lot in my household because my husband loves his coffee. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about over 4 million working Americans suffer from anxiety disorder. We're going to talk about that. We also going to talk about a mom who is dying and she is suing for the right to die. We also have 23% of U.S. adults that have health insurance are still underinsured. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how apparently DNA on a pizza crust led authorities to find a murder suspect. Way cool. We also have a sniff dog able to warn family members that a seizure is coming. We got so much cool stuff to talk about, but never too cool as listening to your questions, your comments. So call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We also have to talk about a study where, you know, pregnancy, we say, look, don't take anything, but Tylenol is pretty much the safest thing you could take. Now we're finding out that Tylenol may not be so safe. So you can see very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we have a new study out saying that if you suffer from erectile dysfunction, coffee may be the key. Not that we're telling you to stir your cup or anything with it, but researchers from the University of Texas found that men who consumed at least 2 cups of coffee a day saw a 42% reduction in the occurrence of their erectile dysfunction. 3,700 men over the age of 20 who participated in the National Health and Nutritional Examination Survey were asked about their caffeine consumption and if they suffered from erectile dysfunction. So they looked at whether they drank coffee or tea or other high caffeinated drinks. And they said participants who consumed between 85 milligrams and 170 milligrams of caffeine a day were 42% less likely to experience erectile dysfunction compared to those who didn't drink caffeine at all. And then if you drank more caffeine, a little less, 39% said they had less erectile dysfunction, but still pretty phenomenal. According to the NHS, 1 cup of coffee contains about 100 milligrams of caffeine. I think Red Bull contains about 80, if I remember correctly. So the study suggests that caffeine may relax the arteries in certain body parts, which can then increase blood flow. Now, if you were overweight, if you had high blood pressure, maybe you didn't get as big a result like you did with the stop the giggling, as you did with the coffee. Lead author of the study, David Lopez, said even though we saw a reduction in the prevalence of erectile dysfunction in men who were obese, overweight, and hypertensive, this was not true of men with diabetes. Diabetes is one of the strongest risk factors for erectile dysfunction. I told you guys how I think Viagra has saved thousands upon thousands of lives because men would come in saying they need Viagra. And before I just dole it out, which a lot of you guys think I am, a Pez dispenser, I would say, hold the phone, okay? You have erectile dysfunction. Let's check your heart. Why are you checking my heart, doc? Okay, the problem is below the waist. I go, because if you're having an issue with vessels below the waist, you may be having an issue with vessels above the waist. And I can't tell you how many men we found that had abnormal EKGs or cardiovascular issues or diabetes just, and they would have never been diagnosed if they didn't want to come in and ask for Viagra. So it's a very, very strong indicator that something could be going on. However, just because you have erectile dysfunction doesn't mean you're diabetic or doesn't mean you have heart disease. But any one of you that has a flow issue, whether to start the erection or to maintain the erection, you need to get your heart checked and get some blood work done. It's that simple. Some of you are like, no, I don't want needles. Oh, honestly, a lot of you men are such babies. Really, you can't get a blood test. I had a guy the other day, a patient of mine. Oh, my gosh. You know, and I don't even want to say he cried like a girl because I'm sorry. I, the girls I know are pretty damn tough. He did not want to do his blood test. I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? Your whole family has diabetes. Are you kidding me? Doc, I'll just drink diet soda. That's not a cure for diabetes. You're going to drink diet soda? Oh, I was mad. Are you kidding me? So, pretty important stuff. So, honestly, you know, cups of coffee. A coffee has been a phenomenal tool that and dietary adjunct, because, you know, we're hearing that coffee can help prevent a lot of things. Depression, diabetes, let me see here. I think colon cancer, is that what we talked about in terms of Alzheimer's, I think they also said. So, you know, every now and then we get these studies that come out saying that it could fight off heart disease. Apparently there was a study looking at 1.2 million people, okay? And they found that those who drank 3 to 5 cups of coffee a day had the lowest risk of cardiac issues. Another study found that drinking 2 to 6 cups of coffee a day linked to lower risk of stroke. We talked about that. What about cancer, okay? Well, they looked at a bunch of breast cancer patients, and they looked at a bunch of Swedish people, and they looked at people who had breast cancer, but they wanted to see if the coffee would reduce the recurring breast cancer. And these ladies taking tamoxifen, which helps kind of block the estrogen receptors, we talked about this, where if you have an estrogen-sensitive breast cancer, estrogen will unfortunately trigger it to recur. So tamoxifen helps block that. They found that it made the tamoxifen way more efficient. They also found that men drinking 4 cups of coffee a day lowered the risk of recurring prostate cancer by 59%. So that's pretty damn cool. Diabetes. 42,000 people were studied. They found coffee dropped diabetes 30%. Alzheimer's, liver disease, cuts risk of liver disease. So it's pretty cool. I just wish I liked the taste. I really can't stand it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don today, who was working the dials. Yeah, we got Don. Yay, Don! And I give Tom so much crap that he was like, I can't do it. I just can't do it. I need a day to be away from the Dr. Dahlia Show. And you know what? He's got to buck up. But we got Don. You always need extra reinforcements, you know, when you kind of take on my show. And so far, so good. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, I got an interesting email I have to read to you, which, I know some of you guys are like, gosh, you get a lot of emails from people that complain. I have a lot of happy meals. Happy meals. That's a good one. Happy emails. I'm sorry. A lot of happy emails. But you guys don't want to hear about that. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, I love my doctor. I just wanted to let you know I love my doctor. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, I love your show. You guys don't want to hear that. You want to hear when people are really, really complaining and grumpy. Okay, so this is interesting. Nate writes, my wife's doctor fired her. Well, he put it, transferred her care because she was too complicated, end quote, for him. What the hell is that supposed to mean? Too complicated? So are doctors getting lazy or are they greedy? Okay, I want to talk about when you become too complicated for your doctor. This is a term I'm starting to hear more and more, and that kind of scares me. I'm not a big fan of people saying that your case is too complicated, but I'm a huge fan of a doctor revealing his limitations. When I was in medical school, I was taught that no matter what you had, I had to be able to tackle it. I was going to be a family doctor. Even before I was going to become a family doctor, I was learning about seizures. I was learning about depression. I was learning about melanoma. I was learning about erectile dysfunction. I was learning about how to deliver a baby. So by the time I was a third or fourth year medical student, I was not allowed to look at a patient and go, oh, I can't do this. It's too hard. So I had to, you know, take my best stab at it. Then I rotate with a really, really good doctor. I don't want to reveal his name in case he gets embarrassed by me bringing this up. But he's talking to a patient about something, and he goes, look, I got to get you to a specialist because this is beyond my scope of what I can do for you. And when I looked at that, when I heard that, and the patient was like, thanks, doc, for being honest. Great. Thank you for transferring me. I love it. I just breathed the biggest sigh of relief going, oh, my gosh, you could say that? So the patient leaves, and I'm like, really, you could say that? He's like, of course you can. But I'm not allowed to do that. He goes, you're not allowed to do that in school. There's no way they're going to let you say that. Oh, you know, this would be on my scope. Sorry, pass it to my next classmate. But, yeah, in practice, it's your duty. Your duty to say when something is beyond your abilities. And I know some of you are like, wait a second, Dahlia, that's not why the doctor canned this lady. Okay, that's another subject in and of itself. But let me just say, okay, no doctor or medical provider should be out there pretending that they could manage successfully and effectively one of your medical issues when they know they gosh darn can't. That is unethical. And it is their duty to refer you. A couple months ago, one of you complained because your doctor was referring you to urology and gynecology and gastroenterology and cardiology, and you were mad that you had all these specialist copays that your insurance wasn't covering, or now you have a higher copay. You were furious about that. You didn't know what the hell your GP was then doing if he's referring you out to everybody. Again, if it's an issue that he does not feel comfortable handling, he is supposed to refer you out. And he is supposed to reveal to you that, you know what, this is something I can't do. I got people coming and going, look, Dahlia, I got a lot of pain. I need more Lortab or Norco or Percocet. I'm on oxycodone 30. And I'll tell them, I'll go, look, guys, you know, I know you're in pain. It's just I don't know how to manage pain to the best of the ability that I think you deserve. So I got to get you with a pain specialist because I know how to prescribe the medicine, but that's not what I was trained to do. Okay. It's my duty to transfer care. Now, what things do I like? What am I good at? I love taking out ingrown toenails. This is something that gets referred out all the time, but I love it. You cut yourself, I love sewing you up. You think you broke something, I love x-raying and finding the fracture. I love treating pneumonia. I love treating diabetes. I love marriage therapy. I'll have a couple just go at it, yelling at each other. And rather than say, look, guys, I got to get you guys a marriage therapist. I can't be dealing with this right now. I'm like, you know what? Hold all patients. Hold all calls. What is going on here? I am, man. And no, I do not take the wife's side. A lot of times I take the husband's side, to be honest. You know? He'll be like, you know what she said? She said that I was blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, no, you didn't. Anyway, so, and it's fun. I love doing therapy. So as a family doc, I noticed that as I'm going into my, I don't know, let me see, I've had my medical license now for 18 plus years, but my office for about 15 years. What I've noticed is you start to curtail your practice to what you like to do and what you're really damn good at. And even though a family doc knows a lot of things about a lot, I mean, I could still deliver a baby. That's not a problem. I could still take out an appendix if I had to. But, you know, with the way you have in terms of liability and litigation and standard of care, there's a lot of things I trained and I love doing that I just can't do. Because if I performed my patient's appendectomy, took out their appendix, something went wrong, the first thing their lawyer would say is, why the hell didn't you refer them to a surgeon? Now let's move on to you being a complicated patient. Okay, so Nate's wife got, quote-unquote, fired because she was a complicated patient. The doctor put it as transferred of care. What makes you complicated? Okay, well, one is if you have a bunch of issues that the doctor can't handle. All right, I do not manage seizures in my office. All right, you know, I handled seizures acutely when I was an ER doc, but if you have a seizure disorder, I got to get neurology in. Okay, you have a medical condition that I want to make sure is in tip-top shape. If you have congestive heart failure, I'm going to get a cardiologist. But what about transfer of care to another internist or to another GP? Why would that happen? All right, well, a variety of reasons. Okay, one is, you know, you got a lot of conditions, and that doctor maybe is doing more urgent care or more, who knows, pediatrics or who knows what. So you have the type of issues that he doesn't handle. The other is, and I have some patients like this where everything I recommend, they debate till dawn, and I can't keep my patients, you know, waiting and late to, you know, talk to you about why your 190 over 110 blood pressure needs to be treated with some sort of medication and how you limiting your salt is not going to bring it down as quickly as I need it because you're in stroke range. I don't understand, doctor. Okay, so 190 over 110. I'm good, though. I'm going to go and exercise and work out. No, you need to take a blood pressure medicine. I don't know if I want to do that. Okay, I'm going to go watch Dr. Oz, and I'll get back to you. Sometimes, you know, and I rarely have a patient like this, but the number one reason I will refer somebody who's too complicated, not because of medical history, but because of their behavior, is somebody that only wants to see me on a Saturday, only calls me after hours for follow-up on their medical problems, and doesn't take any of my recommendations, are on medications for diabetes, etc., blood pressure, and they don't get monitored, and they just want refills, and their blood pressure could be through the roof. Then I'm like, look, I got to transfer you to another doctor that you can see, you know, a lot easier because you're not able to make it to me. And we've talked about that. So, yeah, but I don't even say it's because they're complicated. I tell them exactly. I go, you aren't able to follow up with me. And I can't doctor you over the phone without checking your blood pressure and checking your diabetes. So since I'm not helping you, don't spend money at my office. I'm not spending money at your office. I'm not never coming to the office. I'm just calling you at night. Exactly. No. But still, you know, I mean, I have to make sure my patients live. You know, I have to make sure they do what they're supposed to. I was very, very fortunate that one of my patients did what she's supposed to. There was a lady, she was pregnant, and an older woman, and she was a little surprised that she was, but a little nervous because, you know, she doesn't want to miscarry. She's an older, advanced maternal age, so I always like to run a progesterone level early because in case the progesterone is low, we could hopefully salvage the pregnancy and prevent a miscarriage. She was kind of difficult to get a hold of, but once we did, she went, got her progesterone that night. Thank God, pregnancy is still moving forward. So bravo for her and bravo for my staff for getting on that. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Doctor, give me the news.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, wow, please, I got to tell you, man, if I ever could do another job, it would be police investigation because I think it is so, so cool. Fortunately, you deal with a lot of sad cases.
For example, this case here where there was a murder of a corporate executive, his wife, the 10-year-old son, and a family housekeeper. This multiple murder slaughter that happened in their home last week, police have been trying to find a suspect, and they had a lot of difficulty until they thought of looking at the pizza. Suspect is named 34-year-old Darren Dillon Wint. He is charged with first-degree murder while armed. Police told the Washington Post they had no idea where his whereabouts is. WTTG reported, though, that police were seen outside the home where they believe Wint lives with his father. And I guess Wint has extensive criminal history like traffic violations, charges for domestic violence, burglary, and assault. Now, Amy Savopoulos, their son, 10-year-old Philip, and housekeeper Vera Lucia Figueroa were found dead on the second floor of their burning home in Northwest Washington, May 14th. And the home is basically north of Vice President Joe Biden's official residence. It's really nearby. Now, apparently, what happened is they looked at DNA from the crust of a Domino's pizza that had been ordered to the house the night of May 13th. The delivery man told WTTG that he delivered two pizzas to the house and was paid with cash left in an envelope outside the front door. Authorities believe the four victims were held at the home against their will overnight before they were killed sometime on May 14th. So, I won't go into too many more details of what happened with the fire and how they were murdered, but interesting that he orders a pizza. Well, didn't this happen also where a woman was being held against her will by a man and they order a pizza and she was able to, when she orders the pizza, text help? There's something about ordering a pizza and bad guys. I don't know. But very, very good sleuthing. So hopefully they find this guy if he's the one that did it. That is some pretty scary stuff. All right. Tylenol may not be so safe in pregnancy. Acetaminophen, or paracetamol, both used in America and Europe, respectively, in what we call brand name Tylenol, shows that it could possibly affect testicular tissue in boys. Now, they looked at mice, all right, and they found that in the first 24 hours, no major effect of mice. But when the mice were taking the Tylenol regularly for 7 days, there was a decrease in testosterone by nearly half. So they think prolonged use of acetaminophen or paracetamol in pregnancy may increase the risk of reproductive disorders in male babies. This is according to Dr. Rod Mitchell, a Wellcome Trust Intermediate Clinical Research Fellow at the University of Edinburgh. Lower exposure to testosterone, obviously in the womb, could lead to an increased risk for undescended testicles, testicular cancer, and fertility. They advise that pregnant women should follow current guidance, that the painkiller be taken at the lowest effective dose and for the shortest possible time. I have been wondering for years why they would just blatantly say, all right, you know what, you guys are all good with Tylenol. Now, can I just say, many of my patients, when I was managing the pregnancy, they were fine. I mean, the babies came out fine. I have no idea if the boys now, 20 years later, you know, are fathering kids. But, you know, we didn't notice anything. But I also didn't have my patients on chronic Tylenol also. Notice a lot of my pregnant patients, if they did have a headache, they'd maybe take a Tylenol once in a blue moon. Again, I'm not saying Tylenol is bad in pregnancy, but the idea that, you know what, you can't take anything else, but Tylenol is pretty safe, is wrong. Everything could possibly have risks. It's been very, very difficult to diagnose and very, very difficult to test. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is pretty scary. They say a rare parasite that affected an 18-year-old British college student caused her eyeball to swell up to the size of a golf ball. Apparently, she got a parasite in her eye, acanthamoeba keratitis. Ooh-wee! This is a bad one. Now, she thought she had an eye infection, so she went to the hospital after, I guess, she wasn't able to control her eyeball. And the infection felt like it was beyond her control. Doctors clamped open the eye, scraped off a layer with a scalpel. Then she had eye drops to kill the parasite administered every 10 minutes over 7 days. She was really unable to sleep because she had to use these drops every 10 minutes. So, I mean, imagine that. So she said she wasn't able to sleep properly for a week. And she said it was not dissimilar from Chinese water torture. After the first fourth day, not only was I going insane and crying every 5 minutes, nothing was changing. But I guess she's doing well now. But acanthamoeba keratitis. I would say, for those of you that wear contacts, and I'm not blaming their contacts, I don't think they know exactly how she got it yet. But what I would say is, if any of you guys have contact lenses, use the disposable, throw those suckers out. If you do have the ones where you wear, you know, them for a week, I want to make sure you are cleaning them like crazy, because you could get these little parasites in the solution or sitting there in the little holder for the contact lenses, and then they just burrow right into the cornea. According to the CDC, getting an infection from acanthamoeba keratitis is very, very rare. The parasite, though, is in soil, it's in fresh water, and it's in seawater. So we're suspecting that it must have, what could have happened, in one theory, is she had her contact lenses near a sink, and some tap water splashed into her little holder before she closed it up. And the acanthamoeba came into that. Then it was sent on the contact lens. She put it in her eye. That is some very, very scary stuff. I'm looking at her eye right now. It's amazing that she didn't go blind. OMG. Very, very frightening stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Lumber Liquidators is suspending sales of laminate flooring from China because they're facing accusations that the products have very high levels of formaldehyde. The company said the company said on Thursday that it hired Louis Free, the former director of the FBI, to help review in its compliance policies. Apparently, there was a report on 60 Minutes in March which said the company's Chinese suppliers had deliberately mislabeled products as compliant with California's rules. The report said some products contain levels of formaldehyde, which is a human carcinogen. We'll talk about in the next segment what formaldehyde does. Now, they say in some cases, they found the formaldehyde level from this flooring more than 13 times the state limits. Now, the retailer said the products are safe. We've been using it in homes, etc. But thus far, their stock has basically plummeted about 50% this year, according to New York Times. So Lumber Liquidator has been giving everybody indoor air quality kits. They sent out about 11,000 kits, or they sent out thousands of kits. 11,000 have been returned, and 3,400 to this date have been analyzed. More than 97% of those results were within the guidelines set by the World Health Organization. So the air quality kits can measure overall formaldehyde levels in the air, but they cannot pinpoint its source. There's no federal standard, I guess, for formaldehyde in wood products. Well, I think there should be. So the retailer said they formed a team of people to investigate the Chinese laminates, and they're going to halt sales of the flooring until that review is complete. So, what are the costs of supplying these air quality tests and the legal fees and expenses? Within 1 month, they already hit the $15 million mark. Sales fell, and that's scary. Let's talk about formaldehyde when we come back. Why is it so bad? Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is a nationwide announcement for consumers owing back taxes to the IRS. The slowdown in the U.S. economy has forced renewed action by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlement amounts from qualifying consumers who owe back taxes. If you're eligible, your back tax settlement may be discounted by thousands of dollars. A specially assigned national hotline has been directly routed to Defense Tax Group. Consumers may now call and check their eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Financial stability is a major priority during the slow economy, so you're advised to dial this national hotline number now. 800-678-4191. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, you may now find significant relief. You could save thousands of dollars if you qualify. Call now and get free vital information and to check your eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Call the Defense Tax Group now. 800-678-4191. That's 800-678-4191. 800-678-4191.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
The Dr. Dr. Dolly and Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Before we go into the whole formaldehyde thing, I'm sure many of you heard that Los Angeles has lifted its minimum wage to $15 an hour. You are going to probably see a national trend on this, and we've talked about before on the show some of the economic implications of this, but we're going to talk about this a little bit more in the next hour. But it's something that's going to happen. I just don't know if it's happening too quickly. So don't forget to stay tuned in the next hour. We're also going to be talking about a blood test to see if you are suffering from irritable bowel syndrome. We have not had a blood test for this, so this is pretty interesting, guys. We're going to talk about this. All right? So let's move into, okay, so formaldehyde. You guys have been hearing about formaldehyde for decades now. And my first meeting with formaldehyde was when we were dealing with the dissected frog in seventh grade. All right? The whole room stunk. We were cutting up a frog, which I thought was the coolest thing ever. All right, you know, you get to open it up, you get to see the insides, and I was like, Mom, you know, can I try this on my brother? And she's like, no. That's right, we'll just soak him in formaldehyde. He won't feel it, no. And, it stunk. But formaldehyde is everywhere. Now, formaldehyde is very strong smelling, but it's colorless, it's extremely flammable, and we see in a lot of household products like plywood, wood, we were talking about the laminate flooring, glues, adhesives, paper product coatings, I guess insulation. Formaldehyde was used a lot in the 70s. And their insulation foam, all right, and then I think this, it's been kind of weeded out. Formaldehyde has been used in industrial fungicides and germicides and disinfectants. We use it in mortuaries and medical labs, and it also is produced naturally. You know, normal metabolic processes will produce formaldehyde. The short-term health effects, okay? So, for example, let's say formaldehyde is at 0.1 parts per million, pretty tiny. Some of you may actually start to wheeze, have watery eyes, burning sensations in the nose and throat. According to cancer.gov, it could also cause wheezing, nausea, skin irritation. So some of you guys will have an exposure, like a allergic exposure to it. Some of you may not even notice it. Okay? Now, what about formaldehyde and cancer? Cancer. Well, back in the 80s, there was a study showing that exposure to formaldehyde could cause nasal cancer in rats. Now, this freaked people out because it's one thing to have bladder cancer or lung cancer, but when you hear nasal cancer, then you think, oh my gosh, if I'm smelling it, it's going to start messing with the first orifice that brings it into the body. So some people are like, well, you know, it started to freak them out a little bit. In 1987, the EPA classified formaldehyde as a possible human carcinogen under conditions of unusually high or prolonged exposure. So since then, we've tried to decrease our contact with it. So they've done a study, or they have done studies, and they've been looking at if, you know, people who had cancer, were they exposed to formaldehyde in the past? I guess there was a study looking at funeral industry workers and looked at some who had died from myeloid leukemia. They looked at people who died between 1960 and 1986, and they compared those who died from hematopoietic and lymphatic cancers and brain tumors, etc. And they showed that those who were working with the embalming the most seemed to have the highest estimated formaldehyde exposure, greater risk of myeloid leukemia. So, you know, when you have these little bits and pieces here, you know, a lot of us are like, well, let's just kind of, you know, avoid it. So the EPA recommends, well, first, OSHA recommends that workers be exposed, you know, less. So they say here to reduce the exposure in an 8-hour workday from 3 ppm to 1 ppm. And I guess the standard was amended in 1992 to drop it down to 0.75, okay? Then the EPA recommends exterior grade pressed wood products to deliver formaldehyde exposure in the home. The phenol resins, seem to be in these products, they could emit the formaldehyde. And to, you know, before purchasing the Presswood products, like building materials and cabinetry, et cetera, ask about the formaldehyde content. Now, you know, I mean, I love the guys at Home Depot and Lowe's, but, you know, in some places when you ask somebody, they're not going to go, I don't know. They'll be like, oh, it's formaldehyde free. Well, are you sure? I mean, could you please tell me? I'd like to see if it's formaldehyde free. So whenever something bad happens, we try to find the good. Maybe the good is somebody's going to be testing these products a little bit better. Okay, so that is the scoop on formaldehyde. Now, this made medical headlines. An orgasm a day can lower a man's risk of prostate cancer by 20%. Now, let me just warn you, this is going to be a PG-13 plus next segment. So cover your kids' ears. All right. Okay, so here's a study that's come out that said that regular, I'll say, climaxes can reduce the risk of prostate cancer, and men who ejaculate more regularly throughout their lives lower the risk of the disease. One of the very first medical studies I talked about on my show, years of my very first show, was the study that came out saying frequent masturbation could decrease prostate cancer. Is that crazy? Oh, no. Frequent masturbation could cause prostate cancer, but frequent sex can lessen prostate cancer. That was about 6 years ago. Now, researchers from Harvard Medical School did not explain why. They just said that they do. I am dying to see what happened in the lab and how they figured this out. They said it's been previously thought that regular orgasms could flush out cancer-causing chemicals in the prostate. But another theory is that if the sperm is regularly cleaned out, new cells develop, it stops the buildup of old cells that can turn cancers. Now, remember, the prostate is a very small-sized gland, kind of feels like a couple walnuts, located kind of in the perineal area, kind of between the penis and the bladder. And the main function is to produce the fluid that mixes with the sperm as they come up from the testes through the vas deferens. So, again, nothing can be dry when it goes outside the body if it wants to live. So you got the testicles, there has to be the actual fluid that allows it to be a conduit to get into the partner to be able to go and fertilize. All right? So, the researchers found that men in the, I gotta try and keep it clean. Researchers found that men in the 40 to 49-year-old age bracket who climax 21 or more times a month reduce their risk of prostate cancer by 22%. That's a lot. This is compared to men who only do it 4 to 7 times a month. So 21 or more times a month, practically every day. If it's a 21 days a month, yeah, almost every day. The researchers weren't clear as to why. They looked at 32,000 healthy men, and they asked the men about their average monthly frequency of ejaculation. Thank heaven we have guys that would be honest about that, you know? They found that the men that more frequently did that, they ended up veering better. I guess they looked at men who were 20 years old, 29 years old, 40 and 49 years old back in 1991, followed them. All right, so this is being presented at the American Urological Society annual meeting in New Orleans. More than 1.1 million prostate cancers have been recorded, okay, since 2012. 8% of all new cancer cases and 50% of men, according to the World Cancer Research Fund. All right, pretty interesting stuff, but can you guys just wait till my show's over, please? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.